So let's pass over the Gemara again. Lamed Aleph again, Amar Rav Yanai. It's about 13, 14 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yanai. Chishiv Achilas Klovim. Chishiv Sheichlu Klovim L'mocha Pigul. And he brings a raya from Posuk as he zevel yechlo haklovim b'chelik Yisrael. Bekitzer, he had a machsheves pigul, but the machsheves pigul wasn't that it should be achilas odom, it was there should be achilas klovim. So therefore, we need a posuk from the very Kabbalah to teach us that when dogs eat something, it's also called an achil. So as we brought down last 2 weeks ago already from Rambam, it's not dafke klovim. If you look in Rambam in Perek Yudal, the Psalim Mikdashim, he brings down Behemah, Chaya, everything. So that, if you look at Tosfos by us, he seems to explain that the only reason we needed the Pasuk from Izevel is that you would think by a Kelev, it's not called an Achila. Chiddush is even Achila's cloth. That's the Mashmois of Tosfos. Tosfos by us says that it's Pashut that a Shaykh Achila's Behemah. By behemoth, because it says tia kol tvos alechom. So we need a psaribui by klovim. Obviously, in kolat erikula, achilas klovim is not an achila, right? Kolat erikula. So you have to know b'chlal what the Gemara means when the Gemara brings a pasuk from Izevel. What do we see from that pasuk? Samaze. We're dealing here with kachim. We're dealing with achilas kachim chutzal zmanai. What does achilas klovim have to do with it? L'chayr has nothing on Shaykhs. But okay. Zokdeum. Maskif lo ravami l'meyat achishu sh'techlu eish l'mocho. Now that you're telling me klovim works, because you have a pasuk in the Torah and Tanakh, from Izeva, loshan achila, by fire, it also uses a loshan techlu eish l'nefach. Pasuk in Iyuv. So you see, it's also called eating. Chachanami the pigul. Chachanami. It says in the Mishnah, but not lachach chatzirayis lachach chatzizayis. So over there it says it's kosher shenachil lachach mitzdaufim. Why is it mitzdauf? Chaya, it's achil and achil, and that's the Gemara's kash. Now that you're telling me that achil is lav dafke, and even achil is klovim is good. And if achil is klovim is good, even achil is eish is good. So akhtor and achil shouldn't be two different things. It should be one thing. That's what the Gemara is naming on. Clearly, the Gemara Lachar at this point is naming on also that if you had in mind that you're going to eat a chatzik azayis, or an Adam is going to eat chatzik azayis l'mochar, and a dog would eat a chatzik azayis l'mochar. But also, you understand? It's all achile. At this juncture, that's the Gemara's whole kasha. The Gemara's kasha is lechol and lahakta should be mitzdarf. Because haktor is also an achile, because we find the pasuk says, Achilas Eish. So now the Gemara says, you're right. Hachamai eskin and dafke b'loshan haktor. The loshan achila l'chud v'loshan haktor l'chud. That's the Gemara's, that each one is a separate loshan. Ein echanami. If when the Kohen was machashev, the machshev is pigul, and he was thinking about haktorah, he thought about it in a Lashon Achila, then it would become Pigul. The guy says, Ach, Dach, Amod, Nezach. Who cares how he thought about it? If he thought about eating it himself, Shaloi B'Lashon Achila, would that make a difference? Yeshiva B'Cheshpa, I'm going to pound it tomorrow. So it's not Pigul? How about it's Pigul? Because the bottom line is human consumption is an achila. Doesn't matter what your sprach was, how you're going to consume it. Yeah. So if achila says is an achila, who cares if you're thinking lashon haktori? You keep thinking lashon achila. What's the difference? Huh?
It's a question.
Right, who cares what your focus is? When a fire, when the Pasuk in Iyub says that the fire is called Achila, the Pasuk there is talking about where there's no focus at all. Just a fire's consumption is considered an Achila. Right? So now if you have in mind Haktorah, the Gemara's Kasha is, Haktorah means consumption. The Gemara's Kasha is, no. So if consumption is Achila, if the Torah considers a fire's consumption and a chila, so why is the mitzarev? The Gemara says you taka right. It would be mitzarev. As long as you title the fire's consumption a chila. But since you titled the taktora, see, even though the Torah considers the fire's consumption an achila, afal pikein, there's no din of pigul. Because your machshava was the fire should consume it, which the Torah considers an achila.
No, your machshava was that you should do haktorah.
I understand, and the Torah considered haktorah. By the way, means consumption. That is the taich of haktorah. In fact, the Briskerov is going to bring a raya from Amud Beis that haktorah is actually only if it's consumed. Meaning, not mashloa esh, not the fire just goes on it. It has to be consumed. That's haktorah. Haktorah has to be consumed. Toi chalo esh. In fact, the Torah uses that lashon by haktorah. Toi chalo esh, asher alam mizbeach. Right? So the obvious problem here is, mamon of shuch. If you tell me achilas esh is called an achila, right? So who cares where you title it? Who cares how you titled it? What's the chiluk what you titled? That's called an achila. The Gemara is saying that would make a difference. But let's go right there. But here we're talking about Ruchma Eskin and Davki Beloshan Aktore. Loshan Achila Lachud, Beloshan Aktore, they're different Loshanes. But Rav Asher, now, even this shayla, before we get to Achilus Pras, 2 weeks ago we were schwitzing on Achilus Pras. Even this shayla, Tzorachi and Gadol. The Gemara just now finished saying that Achilus Klavim counts. Achilus Eish also counts, because we have Psukim. And the Mele, once Achilus Eish counts, it's Pasha to the Gemara. That if you have in mind Achila and you have in mind Haktorah, but instead of using a Lashon Haktorah, you said a Lashon Achila, you'd be chayef for people. I'm saying we were holding at this point of the Gemara. And the whole Mishnah that says Achila and Haktorah not mitztarev is only where you had in mind the Lashon of Haktorah. But if you had in mind the Lashon Achila, it's yeah mitztarev. Yeah? As I come to chayef in the Gemara. That means what's mitzarev? The half a kazayis that he had in mind to eat, and the half a kazayis that was on the mizbech. Okay. Now, shnei bnei adam are more mechutanim. Then, shnei mechutanim, shnei bnei adam are more mechutanim than achilas adam and achilas mizbech. And like Yossi saying, and they're more similar. It's the same type of achil as well. By the Mizbeach, actually, it's two types of achilas. Exactly. Achilas Mizbeach is a whole different type of achila. And that's why the Mishnah says that achilas Mizbeach is not mitztarev for achilas Adam. The Gemara says, well, if you use a lashon achilas Adam on the Mizbeach, then you're bringing it in. You're bringing it in, right? Now, and it's mitzarev. But by Shnei B'nei Odom, it shouldn't be mitzarev. Achilas Klavim, Chatzik Azayis Achilas Kelev, Chatzik Azayis Achilas Odom, is Yem mitzarev. So the dog, Odom Uvehem Atishi Hashem. The dog and the person, is Yem mitzarev. And the Mizbeach and the Odom is Yemitztachav. But two Bnei Odom is not Mitztachav. The other dog is his own dog, and the Mizbeach is his own Mizbeach. I could be taking food into his mouth too, just like the dog. Just like the dog. Huh? The dog could decide to do what it wants also. You could force, the Gemara brings in ksubis, you could force a person to eat too. The Gemara even gives a case. Anyway. And a dog and a person don't separate.
Well, it doesn't make such a...
So what is it? A dog doesn't block.
Huh?
A dog and a person doesn't block. If you mitzarif by Kiddush, the halach is, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you need to have a maloi lugma from Kiddush. So Shulchan Aruch brings down the yeshayim him, that if you have several people together, they could all be mitzarif for the maloi lugma. How about if you give a dog the nish mitzarif? Nish mitzarif, yeah? So lemaise, achilas bnei odom are similar, and achilas klovim is separate. And you have to understand, that's what I'm saying, I don't think the Olam is bechlal getting it, because you're trying to figure out, maybe you could make a balabata, shechatzi balabata, shalom de shesfarot, to make dogs. And I don't know if the Olam is chapping. You're not chapping what I'm even asking. What I'm asking is, it should at least be a shayla. The Gemara has no shayla bechlal, that dog and a person, why is that at least a shayla? It should be a shayla, right? And call out there a dog and a person on Amitzav. Shouldn't the Gemara at least say, Yibaylahu. Now that you told me that Achilas Klavim is Mitzarev, Yibaylahu, what about a dog and the Mizbeach? What about a dog and a person? No! That's Zucha Mitzarev.
The Mizbeach and a person is the same as the case of the dog and a person.
Exactly!
Okay, so why should they...
We won't push at that either, my friend.
Why is the same case?
We won't... You didn't hear what I just said. We didn't even ask it once yet. But all we said by a dog is also an achila. That's all we said. That means a dog became a person. That's all we said.
A dog became a mizbeach.
A mizbeach, whatever you want. The dog became as basar izevel yoichlu aklavim. We didn't even yet clear whether a dog and a mizbeach are mitzarif. We didn't yet clear whether a dog and a person is mitzarif. We didn't clear any of that. We didn't clear that either. We cleared nothing. We made a statement. Achilas clothing is an achila. That's all we said. For some reason, the dog and a person, we never even cleared. Not that we already cleared it. We didn't clear that. A dog and a mizbeach, we didn't clear. There was no clear. Two dogs, we didn't clear. There was no clearing.
Oh,
we didn't clear. We didn't clear, exactly. We didn't clear. There was no clearing. All of a sudden, Shnei Bnei Adam is a clear. All of a sudden, Shnei Bnei Adam is a clear. But it's Pasha to the Gemara. It's Pasha to the Gemara that Achilas Kelev and Achilas Adam is Mitzarev. It's Pasha to the Gemara. Achilas Kelev and Achilas Mitzbech is Mitzarev. Everything's Pasha. The only thing that's not Pasha is two people. So it's not enough. If the Gemara had a Shaila, Achilas Kelev and Achilas Odom, the Gemara was pushed at that Shaila. And then the Gemara went to Shnei Bnei Odom. Now you could start scratching here. I don't hear it. But you could start scratching it. The Gemara never, the Gemara in Masechas Vachem, unless somebody has the Yerushalmi HaMazuyev, the Gemara's Vachem that we have in front of us has no Shaila about Tziruv Klavim at all. Not even once. The Gemara only made a statement, not a Chakira. The Gemara made a statement that Achilas Klavim is also an Achilas. Just like there's such a thing as Achilas Adam, there's such a thing called Achilas Klavim. That's the only thing the Gemara said. It wasn't a Chakira. It wasn't a Chakira. It was a statement. Then the Gemara had a Shaila. Now that you're telling me that Achilas Klavim is an Achilas, so Achilas A should also be an Achilas. Gemara says, yeah, an Achanami. Now, that's fighter a statement the Gemara made. Now the Gemara has a Chakira. Shnei Bnei Adam Mahu. That means we never had a chakira yet about Klavim and Adam, Klavim and Mizbeach. That was not even a chakira. That was Poshet and it's Mitztarif. Once we established that Achilas Klavim is an Achila, the Gemara went straight, of course, Achilas Klavim and Achilas Mizbeach is Mitztarif, Achilas Klavim, Achilas. No Shilas. The only Shila the Gemara has is Shnei Bnei Adam. So it's not sufficient for us to try to scratch our heads and come up with some kind of doichik shebetchoikim to say, well, maybe in a certain way we could be mitzaref a dog and a person more than we could be mitzaref two people. What I'm trying to say is that's not going to help us even. Even if you could somehow come up with some kind of doichik teretz, it's not going to help us because I'm still going to ask you the same question. Why didn't the Gemara have a shaila about that? That was not even in the shaila of the Gemara. That means Snoopy mit Snoopy's chavel is avada mitzaref. It's not even a shaila in the Gemara. Snoopy and the mizbeach lahavul zikra mitzaref. No shaila. But why should I have a shaila? Why? Why? So you can no longer tell me that. There's a reason, there's an explanation why two dogs are yemitztarif. A dog and a person is yemitztarif, and two people are not mitztarif. Even if you have such a svara, I still have my just simple question, which is, why doesn't the Gemara at least have a shaila whether two dogs are mitztarif, whether a dog and the mizbeach is mitztarif, whether... By the way, what does that mean?
Meaning, when you say that your machshava is that you should be eaten by a dog, then all you're saying is your machshava of people is that it should be consumed.
And what? I go back again. What does pigul require? Achila or consumption? Both? Both? What was it? Both?
It requires two things, not both, but two things.
Requires two things, but not both. Psh, that's good. It requires two things, but not both of them.
It needs consumption. And it needs
achila. You don't need it.
As long
as it's being consumed.
Beautiful.
As long as it's being consumed in a way that's not consumed?
No. As long as it's
Please,
not
English. Consumed. English, I beg you for English.
As long as it's not being consumed the way a normal human being would consume it.
Oh, that's a tonight. It shouldn't be consumed the way normal human beings consume it?
No.
Okay. I asked you a question. What is the requirement? I'm an Amoretz. I just want to ask one thing. What is the requirement of Pigul? What does Pigul? There's no two. There's one pasuk. I will tell you 1,000 times. There is one pasuk in the Torah for Pigul. The Torah. There's no two standards. No, Ben Adam doesn't have dinim. Ben Adam doesn't have dinim. That's the mistake you made 2 weeks ago, and I would think in 2 weeks that you steig dois. I told you 2 weeks ago, when there's a din of consumption, even when a Ben Adam does it, you don't need to do it derech achila, like truma. Truma is a din of consumption. You could smear it on your body, or you could eat it. And even a Ben Adam doesn't have to eat truma derech achila. Why? Because once the Torah allows for consumption, the fact that you're a human being doesn't require you now to also do something additional. So the question, the basic elementary question here is, what is the pigul requirement? Consumption or ma'isachila?
It depends.
Because the Torah HaKadosha gave one pasuk of pigul. There are two ways to understand pigul. One way to understand pigul is that the Torah said you had in mind that the pigul will be consumed chutz l'zmana. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that the halacha of pigul is achilas achila. The Torah does not require, put it this way, kol haTorah kula. When the Torah tells us that there's a din ma'is achila by an adam, we could never use a pasuk in Tanakh to say, well, a dog is also called an achila. Never. So why could we do it here? So the Brisker Rav says a simple pshat. Al karchach, you have to say, there's no din achila b'chlal. There's a din of consumption. And the mele, since there's only a din of consumption, we can look around Tanakh, and we could be very liberal. Anytime we find something is called consumed, it's enough. If, in fact, the Torah would have put in Achilas Adam, then that would be it. That would be the end of the story. The only reason why we have the only reason why we have the liberty, like I'll give you an example by Perish Shvius. When the Torah gave a din lo'achla by Perish Shvius, the Torah gave a din of lo'achla. Yeah, Lamaisa, if the Torah wouldn't have said that the animals could eat Perish Shvius, they wouldn't have been able to eat it. As the Rashi explains, there's a separate pasuk to say that an animal could eat Perish Shvius, because without that additional pasuk, it wouldn't be able to have an animal eat Perish Shvius. Not only that, there's all kinds of conditions. How Perish Shvius has to be eaten. And also to be run shove, all kinds of tanoim, right? And that's the way it works in Kol HaTorah Kula. We don't have the liberty to decide that if the Torah talks about Achilas Adam, we don't have the liberty to decide to bring in Achilas Klavim, Achilas Eish. We don't have that liberty. That's why the Brisker Rav, on a very basic level, explains that the whole foundation of our Gemara's thinking is that consumption is the idea here. There's one pasuk of pigul, there's no two pasukim. There's one pasuk of pigul. And by the way, that pasuk is only talking about Adam. It's only talking about Adam. There is no other pasuk. There is no pasuk in the Torah of pigul by behemoth. There is no such a thing. There's only Adam. And the only reason why we have the liberty to invite dogs to the chasana is because in the din Adam, there's no din Adam. If in the din Adam there would be a din Adam, we wouldn't be able to invite dogs from Tanakh. That's the whole yesod of the Brisker Rav. Is that in the din Adam, Pigul is talking about an Adam. In the din Adam, when the Torah uses Lashon Achila, the Torah, when it's talking about the Adam, is not talking about Achila, it's talking about consumption. And that's why we have the liberty to invite in the dogs. Otherwise, up to Brisker Rav, we wouldn't be able to invite in a dog. We can only invite the dog in, meaning if we're going to treat it like Achilas Adam, like by Shvius and other areas in the Torah, then we wouldn't be able to. We wouldn't be able to say, well, we find a pasuk that the dogs are eating, so now you can bring them in. Doesn't work. So the foundation of our Gemara's thinking is that when the Torah spoke about Achila by Pigul, which was talking by Adam, talking about Adam only. The Torah was not talking about anything but Adam. Still in all, that's not the emphasis. The emphasis is not achila. The emphasis is consumption. So now, once we know that that's what the Torah is talking about by pigul, now we can already freely scroll Tanakh and find consumption psukim. Izevel, Eish, whatever we... Now we're ready. We have a breitkeit. That's the whole foundation. Once we're going to say that by Adam there's Dinei Adam, which means there's Dinei Achila, so now we already have a problem with the whole sugi. Not just we have a problem with the different shilas and the Gemara, we have a problem with the whole sugi. So the only way to get into the first spot of the sugi, that's the whole point of the Brisker Rav, is to accept that when the Torah said Achila by Pigul, it means consumption, not Achila, that it means in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because otherwise we don't get into the first spot. That's the challenge that I'm having, is that if you're telling me that's the first spot, that's how you got into the Gemara, so what's now the Shaila? What's the Shaila? That, by the way, that makes beautiful sense. Why the Gemara had no Shaila, two Klavim ha-Mitztarev, a Kelavim and Adam is Mitztarev, Kelavim is Berech is Mitztarev. Because once we accept Rav Yanai's Din, which is that consumption is the emphasis, we have no Shaila. But then we get to the million-dollar question. So what's the problem with Shnei B'nei Adam? It's fight to consume. Oh, you can say, well, by an Adam, you need an Achila of Kol HaTeruchim. Well, if you need an Achila of Kol HaTeruchim by Adam, L'moshul by Chometz, I'll give you an example. By Chometz. Achila is also Biyo, the Rashash says. If you eat Chometz before Pesach, that's Biyo Chometz. You don't have to eat a turkey to Achila's Pras. Why not? Because it's consumption. Well, that's the famous Rashash. So you don't need turkey to Achila's Pras, there. And you could give a half a kazayas to your son and a half a kazayas to your wife and a half a kazayas you're going to eat. And the chometz is mevuyer. You know why? Because the achil is not a din achil. It's a din consumption. I am an odom. And now that I'm an odom, no. It's consumption. You're an odom wearing a consumption cap. So the cap that you're wearing is not odom. The cap that you're wearing is consumption. So, see, we have to make up our mind. We start the sugya, we have to make up our mind. Did the Torah require achila by pigle? I call it Torah kula. In which case, the Gemara doesn't even begin. For sure, until we got to this Gemara, if I would have told you, if a kohen had a machsheves achilas klovim, it would be like he had a machsheves achilas malochim. What does that have to do with pigle? He had a mind that the dog should eat. We'd say it's nothing. But if Yanai comes machadish, no. That works. And the only way to accept, the only way to understand Rav Yanai is that the consumption is the collective brisk rov says. So if that's the case, so we go back to our original question. So who cares how long or how many people eat it?
And you can't say that if a person...
Once you read this whole thing, now I'm ready to hear anything you have to say. But clarify, we had no ribuyim that pigul works by anything but achilas adam.
Well, we've been talking about the mizbeach for the past 16 weeks.
Right, we had no ribuy of achilas mizbeach either works for pigul.
Where does that come from? I'm like a little bewildered because we're like rolling back everything that we spoke about.
Correct.
For the past 16 weeks. We've been speaking consistently. Achilas adam, achilas mizbeach.
Correct. Correct. Only if the Torah introduces it. Only if the Torah introduces it. That's our question. We see the pattern of the Gemara, and we're trying to understand the pattern. We're trying to understand the pattern of the Gemara. So the Brisker Rav is trying to give us clarity. The Brisker Rav is saying, don't be bewildered by what you're reading here in the Gemara, that the Gemara is jumping to dogs. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you can't do that without a pasuk like Mizbeach, Asher Toichel or Mizbeach. You can't do that. So the Brisker Rav is saying, don't be bewildered. You know why you shouldn't be bewildered? Because the din of Achilas Adam here is not the point. The point is consumption. So since the point is consumption, there's no din of Achilas Adam. It's like Achilas Chometz. It's like Achilas Truma. It's not a din of Achila of Kol HaTorah Kula. Oh, it's not a din of Achila of Kol HaTorah Kula. Doesn't have to be. If a human being consumes a half a kazayas of a korban, is it consumed?
It's consumed, but it has no bearing.
I didn't say it doesn't have bearing. I asked you, was it consumed? Was it consumed? Was it consumed as much as if you threw it into a fire? Absolutely. Correct. Correct. Now, Of course. And by the way, Yossi, everything that you're trying to say here is going to be refuted by the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara itself at the end says, if you need Turkey de Achilles Pras, so how does it work by the Mizbeach? You know what the Gemara answers? Talking about a very big fire. It got it all done in Turkey de Achilles Pras. So everything that you guys are saying is refuted in the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara asks, if you need Turkey de Achilles Pras, check the Gemara, so how does it work by the Mizbeach? And for Yossi and Zev, what do you mean? Mizbeach doesn't need Achilas Pras. It's a different type of Achilas. Guess what? The Gemara says not like you. Turn the page. You saw it already. See, me, this whole thing is a game?
I
can't believe it. I can't bow. Okay. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Sha'akeilim b'dvar. So just to be moitzi from everybody's machshava here, everybody's machshava spigul, in Sfoche, the Gemara itself refutes it. Because the Gemara itself says that if you require Toich Kedei Achilles Pras, then Achilles Mizbech also requires Toich Kedei Achilles Pras. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that. The Gemara has a kashi. What do you mean Achilles Mizbech? Is that Toich Kedei Achilles Pras? The Gemara says it is. Eish Gadol. We're talking about a big fire that's consuming it to Toich Kedei Achilles Pras. Not your machshava, the mizbeach, achilas mizbeach. The Gemara basically says, the Gemara says that achilas mizbeach and achilas adam is the same thing. The Gemara basically says, how could you tell me that toich kedei achilas pras is required? If that's the case, so why does achilas mizbeach work? That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, you're right. If you need Toich Kedei Achilas Pras by an Adam, you need Toich Kedei Achilas Pras by Mizbech too. What do you mean? The Gemara's problem was, how does Haktorah work? If it's more than Kedei Achilas Pras. What you and Zev were saying that if you have two dogs, there's no din of Achilas Pras because it's only by Adam that there's requirement. That means if you give Snoopy a half a kazayas now, and then you go to Snoopy's buddy in 10 minutes and you give him another chatzik kazayas, you both were saying, of course over there there's no issue. Right? And the same thing Achilas Mizbeach. But the Gemara comes and the Gemara says, not like the two of you are saying. The Gemara says, 1 second, if you put a half a kazayas on the Mizbeach, and then you put another half a kazayas, more than Kedei Achilas Pras later, it's totally an Adam. I have no idea what you're talking about. The Gemara is asking a kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara. Zev! Where did we get Bechlal that was your machshava? That the Gemara is asking a kasha? The Gemara asks a simple question. How could the Mishnah state that two haktaras on mitztaref, it's more than Kedei Achilas Pras? What's the Gemara's kasha? So you're telling me the Gemara made a new kimta in the Mishnah and asked the kasha? The Gemara. No! The Gemara's medayik! Davka lechalu lahakter is not mitztaref. Ha lahakter lahakter, not achilas adam at all. Only haktara is yam mitztaref. Frek the Gemara, nothing to do with achilas adam. Frek the Gemara, how are two haktaras mitztaref? It's more than toich kedei achilas pras. That's a kasha the Gemara's asking. That's not an ukimta. That's a kasha the Gemara's asking. If! There's no if here. The Gemara is asking on a statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two haktaras on mitztaref. The Mishnah doesn't say if. The Mishnah is a fact. Two haktaras on mitztaref. Ask the Gemara, what's going on? If Toich Kedei Achilas Pras is a requirement, how could ever, how could two haktaras be mitztaref? It's more than Kedei Achilas Pras. So what are you talking about? You're making ifs. That's not what's going on here. The Gemara is blatantly clear that whatever you were trying to kvetch here, there's the Kenish, Mekenish, I say kvetch. The Gemara is saying that the Gemara says, Lechol ulahakter is not mitztaref. Ha! Lahakter ulahakter, not lechol ulahakter. Ha! Lechol ulahakter, or lahakter ulahakter. Maybe you're not going to the end of the Gemara. There's two chalokim to the Gemara. The Gemara says, why, what's haktara? Ho, haktara, b'yosim, echdechil, process of mitztaref. That means, if you have two haktaras, not a lechol haktar, two aktoras.
Burning is not, that's not his machshava.
Exactly. Why shouldn't it be mitzvah?
The Gemara is pointing out that if he uses a machshava of a lechol, he's raising the bar so that the consumer...
One second. The Gemara says, ha, lahakter, lahakter, is mitzvah. Ha'aktara b'yaisa mechtechel is pras.
That's not ha'aktara, it's ha'aktara. They're just talking about burning. The Gemara is using...
What?
It could have said H. Substitute H for the word ha'aktara.
No, look at Rashi. Ha'aktara has the best of Godel. U'dikavasa, meaning, the Gemara, l'chayri, the Gemara's called kash as a pella. Because the ha'aktara on the mizbeach is achilas mizbeach, which doesn't require turkey d'achilas pras. The Achilas Adam does require Tekad Achilas Pras. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah's Mashma, that as long as it's generic, the two Machshavas, meaning it's Lechol V'Lechol, or Lahaktir Lahaktir, it's Yemitztarif. That's the whole problem of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, the Hesed Godel Haskinan. So the Hesed Godel would be a way to be Mitztarif the Haktar. I'm very confused. I understood the Olam was saying, we know we need achila. I was understanding that the two of you were saying there's two kinds of achila. There's an achilas mizbeach. If you don't have in mind achila, is a maladaber. There's something called achilas mizbeach, right? And if you have in mind achilas mizbeach, then it does work out consumption. And then it's not working out Adam. It's working out mizbeach. And in that model, there's no din of kedei achilas pras. That's what I thought you guys were saying. Okay, so even if you're saying lecho on the mizbeach, there's no kedei achilas pras requirement.
No, wrong.
Okay, so good. So yilam deinu.
The Gemara brings in the...
Forget the Gemara. I just want to know from you. When you have in mind lecho on the mizbeach.
You want the dinim of achilas. That's the question. What are you focused on?
Again, I'm asking you a question. When you say lecho on the mizbeach, what dinim does it have? Achilas Adam or Achilas Mizbeach? Achilas Adam?
Yeah, how?
Yeah, but that means your focus is not wrong. Let me rephrase the question. Is Achilas Mizbeach a human Achila?
No.
Or is it it's not a human Achila. So, and as human Achila, it wouldn't work, correct? Correct? If there was...
Exactly.
And that Achilas Mizbeach doesn't have a requirement of Kedei Achilas Pras, correct?
That's right.
Why? Because Achilas Pras doesn't even pass.
Yeah.
It's not even a...
It's a consumption.
Exactly. So if I have in mind that the Mizbeach should eat, right? Achilas Mizbeach, right? Do I have the ability to dictate the halachas of achila? Now the mizbeach halachas change.
Yes. Yes.
Wow!
What you're saying is,
that's all. You hear what they're saying?
Now,
I give it. Basically, I'm giving it in achilas odom to the mizbeach. Wow! I hear it. That's it. Then everything is givaldic. If you guys hold that you could have in mind that the mizbeach should have a din of achilas odom and it has din of achilas odom. I thought you guys were saying, I don't understand, so why by dogs, you were telling me by dogs you don't need achilas pras, because even though you had in mind achilas klavim, because that's the way it works.
But that's a ben adam, you can't make a dog.
But a mizbeach, you could make a ben adam.
And the mizbeach is also not a ben adam.
You just told me that if I have in mind achilas mizbeach, it gets the dinei b'nei adam. Do you have a mahalach here, or you just now? Okay, so let's go through it. What? No, I want to hear what the Olam has to say. I know what I have to say. I want to know what the Olam has to say. This is an opportunity for me.
We skip the case where the Gemara considers a case of...
You just have to be consistent with me. All I like is consistency. So I want to know, Mizbeach, if you... I ask you, if...
It
So I'm telling you, if you have in mind that the Mizbeach should be Achilas Adam,
then
it requires Tekken Achilas Pras? Okay, so why does Achilas Klavim not require Achilas Pras? Now I'm very confused.
Because nobody has a Havamina that when you're thinking of a dog, that you're thinking of a person.
And when you think of Mizbeach, you do think of a person.
By the way, if you think of a
dog, no, I'm just confused. I'm very confused. You're saying, so when you think about a dog, we know it's not a person. Even though you're focused on Achila, we know a dog is not a person. You're saying a Mizbech is a person? I'm just trying to understand.
No, but your thought is a Giloy Milso on what type of Achila.
So I'm asking you, so why can't you have that with a dog too?
Possibly you could.
Oh, so you're switching now. So you're switching. I asked for one thing, consistency. I'm ready to hear any sort, just be consistent. So now you went back on what you just said. Before, you just told me by a dog, your focus doesn't make a difference.
One second.
That's what I thought you were saying. By a dog, your focus doesn't make a difference.
There's two categories of Achilas. There's the Achilas B'nei Adam, and there's Achilas B'Zeach, which is quite a lot of many different types of Achilas. So, yes, whatever I say about that category of Achilas will hold true for any other physical type of Achilas that fits into that category. I don't know why you're so surprised now, because the Gemara considered a case of a person who thinks about two separate B'nei Adam, and each one of them is going to eat Chatzi Kazayas. And we don't find anywhere in Chol HaTorah Kula that there's such a thing as being Mitzdarev, two people...
No, that was beautiful to me. I had no problem with that. We do. I just told you we do. We do. Not only we don't, we absolutely do. Chol HaTorah Kula. Whenever consumption is the main thing, you could be Mitzdarev for a million people. The only time you can't be mitzvah of two people's achila, when there's a din achila on the gavra. Wherever there's a din that the heftzah should be consumed, there's never a problem. And that's the Briskerov's introduction. The Briskerov's introduction to our sugya is that pigel is not a din on the gavra.
What's the Gemara's kasha? Why two people? Bring in 100 people.
Not two. Two is lavdafke. Even your chavrusa Zev is not going to say, is two dafke? Even Zev doesn't hold two is dafke. Okay, I think... I think at least I have what you're saying, so now I hear. I hear what you're saying. I just wanted to hear what you're saying, now I think I hear. Now, after all the pieces, I think I hear what you're saying. I'm not learning the sugya like that, but at least I hear where you're going. That's all part of our shaila. You're just saying that's all part of the shaila. The shaila here is, if consumption is the ikur, then we should go like we go with Kol HaTorah Kula. But we only have one pasuk by Pigel. That's the problem. We only have one pasuk by Pigel. That's why either the emphasis by Pigel has to be consumption or not. If in fact the Torah said there were two dinim of Pigel, we would have no problem. Okay, so Gemara says like this. Omar Baito Shema Lechol Chatzizayis Lahakta Chatzizayis Kosher Shein Achilu Vaktorah Mitztav. So Rav Ashi said, Chishiv Lechol Chatzizayis Bishnei Bnei Adamau. Bosa Machshav Azlina Dika Shira Bosa Eichlan Azlina Veleka Shira. Omar Baito Shema Lechol Chatzizayis Lahakta Chatzizayis Kosher Shein Achilu Vaktorah Mitztav. Is mashma holecho v'lechol dumyo? If I would have lecho v'lechol dumyo, the lechol lahaktir vechidami b'shnei b'nei adam, and mitztarif, it would be mitztarif. So the Gemara says is a raya that two people is yeh mitztarif vechidami d'ch b'shnei b'nei adam shma mino. Okay, so the conclusion is that two people are mitztarif, even though they're people. They are mitzvah. Says the Gemara, boy, Rav. Now, even though clearly, Each, that means the Gemara is saying, even though your focus was people, even though your focus was people, Shnei b'nei adam, still in all, it's only a consumption halacha, and therefore it's mitzvah. Says the Gemara, boy, rove, chishiv lechol kazayin, siyoni simchtei achilus pras ma'u. Mamash aplir. Now we already established that even by b'nei adam, even when the people are consuming it, we don't care of hilchas achila. We go by the untish teshura that a kazayis was consumed. Now do you need to take the achilas plas?
Because now you're right? Establishing that you truly want it to be
b'nei adam.
That's not
something
you don't care that the
Torah gave. So there's two b'nei adam thresholds. There's shnei b'nei adam and chad b'nei adam. One b'nei adam is more of b'nei adam than two b'nei adam. Right? That's what you're saying, right? I just want to... Two b'nei, we just established that by two b'nei adam, well, you have in mind, see, even though you had in mind achilas adam,
absolutely, consumption.
Okay, and now you had in mind.
Now my machshava is Now my machshava is I want all the halachas of what a human being eats, achilas pras, etc.
I don't have in mind achilas pras. I beferish have in mind not achilas pras. I need it to the Tylenol plus.
That's exactly what you said.
I had in mind that it shouldn't be with the halachas of achilas
pnei adam. No, it should be with the halachas of human, and I'm saying.
But part of the halachas of human is that it has to be toich kedei achilas pras.
Correct, and I'm saying it's not.
And I have in mind it shouldn't be with the halachas of pnei.
It shouldn't be people.
Why not? But Shnei B'nai Adam is also people without the halachas of B'nai Adam. Yeah. Yeah. Again. In Hilchas B'nai Adam, in the Shulchan Aruch that was given to B'nai Adam, there's a halacha that two people are not mitzdarif, and more than Achilles Pras is not mitzdarif. The same Shulchan Aruch. That same Shulchan Aruch that says Shulchan Aruch L'Bnei Adam. So in the B'nai Adam Shulchan Aruch, more than Kedei Achilas Pras is not mitzdarif, and two people are not mitzdarif.
Right.
The Gemara start off by saying, if you have in mind Shnei B'nei Adam, which is basically you want people to eat without the halachas of B'nei Adam,
right. That
is mitzdarif.
Because it's
even though you had in mind people, but since you had in mind people in a way that not the way the Torah requires it, so now Achilas Pras is the same thing. Right. Exactly. And Achilas Pras is... And Achilles Pras. And Achilles Pras.
I'm a Talmud Chacham. Now what I'm saying is, I want my Machshava to be such that the desires that each person is eating, or even one person is eating, should not be told today Achilles Pras.
Even though I know that that's a requirement.
Over a person, not
exactly. So I don't want it to be a person's requirement. Not only human.
Only human, but it only applies to Achilles Pras only applies to a human.
And I don't want it to be with Achilles Pras.
Correct, but I'm saying I'm going to have this machshava, and I still don't want it to be people, right? But that's what he's focusing on, is machshava towards people. What's machshava? Machshava is, he's dwarfing the case. If I have a machshava that I need a machshava.
By Shnei B'nai Adam, if I say I don't want it to be people, it's people anyway. Exactly.
Correct.
See, even though I don't want it to be pigle.
Right.
Okay, Yosef Bechtechil's Pras. I also don't want it to be pigle. Because I'm a Talmud Chacham.
You also don't want it to be correct.
So what's the difference?
What do you mean? So the Gemara is shy, the whole Gemara is dealing with. Wait a second.
Okay, well, let's, because we're not going to have time. Says the Gemara, Ma'u, l'achilas gavoya medamin in lay? Does it have a din of achilas gavoya? And therefore... It's mitzvah, but Achilas Edim medamin in lay, and therefore it's not pigul. Says the Gemara, Abaye Toshma lechol kachazayis lahakte kachatzayis kosher. Why is it kosher? Shein Achilu akto mitzvah. Time. The reason why it's not mitzvah is because it's lechol lahakte. Hol lechol v'lechol dum yedul lahakte. If you would have in mind to eat and to eat more than achilas pras, similar, again, similar to haktara, where haktara is normally done more than kedei achilas pras, mitzdafim. So what's going on? Zokti gemar, no, haktara yaisim kedei achilas pras. Right? Just throughout everything, the whole hour of screaming. For haktara, stam haktara that you do on the mizbeach, is yaisim kedei achilas pras. The Gemara says, no. Vilma b'hesek gadol. We're talking about a hesek gadol, a big fire, which will consume the entire kazayas, toich kedei achilas pras. Okay. That's the conclusion of this chelik of the Gemara. The conclusion of this chelik of the Gemara is that if you require toich kedei achilas pras, then the only way to get out of the diyak of the Mishnah, that's mashma achilu dumi da aktor, that aktor is yoisim mechte achilu's pras, achilu also is yoisim mechte achilu's pras. The only way to get around that is to say we're talking about hesek gadol, where the entire kazayas that's on the mizbeach will get consumed in toiked achilu's pras. Like I said, that pretty much refutes whatever we were trying to develop here, that achilu's mizbeach zicha doesn't require toiked achilu's pras. Says the Gemara, "Lach chatzizayis, lach dechatzizayis. Kosher time lechol lahakdia. Halechol v'lechol dovah shein da'akir lechol mitzta'ar. For k'toni yesh lechol dovah sh'da'akir lechol. Esh'da'akir lecholin shein da'akir lechol loy." Zok the Gemara, "I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, mani Rebbe Lezer. He taka holds he could be mitzta'arif. Toma mechashvin me'achilus odom la'achilus mizbeach. Me'achilus odom la'achilus mizbeach la'achilus odom. Tidan ha'sheich le'azevach lechol dovah shein da'akir lechol." That's the din of our Mishnah. And over there it says, Rabbi Lezer Paiso. For Rabbi Lezer holds that Achilus Mizbeach, Achilus Odom is a Mitzvah. Abayom ha'afil teim Rabbona, loitei mo lecho v'lecho dovah shein da'akir lecho, loitei mo lecho v'lecho dovah shein da'akir lecho. If that's the case, my kamash one. He dovah shein da'akir lecho, kamash one, reish ha'sham, we know that already. Kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'mocha posel. We know that from the Reisha. Lechol dovah shdakir lecholin. Shein dakir lecholoy. The Gemara says like that. Hashto umal lechol v'lechol dovah shein dakir lecholoy mitztarev. So lechol akhtar miboy. Zicha not mitztarev. Lechol akhtar tztrichalei. Sakata lechamina hosom delav kiyurchei komachashav. You're having in mind to eat something which is not normally eaten. Avul hocha kiyurchei. You have in mind to eat something which is normal. The melu b'hai kiyurchei, but akhtar is also kiyurchei. So basically, the Gemara is saying is that achil and aktor is more shaykh to be mitzdarif than achil and dover shein da'akir lechu is me mitzdarif. Because since ha'ikirchei ema litzdarif kamashma. Okay, so listen, the kashas that were bothering me throughout this sugya, I'm in very good company. The Briskerov, the Sfasemes, Reb David, the Nezah. Basically, every achron that learned our sugya is this kasha. The kashas that we were asking. The Sfasemes is so bothered by this kasha. I'll read you the Sfasemes. Sfasemes, in fact, learns that the Gemara that Claire the Shaila of Achilas Pras didn't know about the Shaila of Shnei Bnei Odom. Meaning, if Ravashi and Rava were in sync with each other, it would have never even came to be. He says like this. He says, after going through the whole shock of Atari, the Sfasemes, he says, the Abayik for Poshet Nimastit and Achilas Bnei Odom Itztarfen. Mikosha came by the Mechad Yoisim Echte Achilas Pras. Zoktes Fasemes. Yeshloimar, the Lo Yoda Mibayis Rebel Arut. He didn't know about the Shaila. The Beis Bnei Odom. For Lochain Miboyle Beyoisim Echte Achilas Pras. For who are Din Beis Bnei Odom. Basically, this Fasemes is saying that this, after trying to cut this up and patch it up, he says the only way to explain our sugya is that these bias weren't connected. Maro machada, umaro machada, they didn't know about each other's bias. Taka, it's not shaykh to learn that Shnei Bnei Odom should be a possibility and Achilas Pras. They have to be together. That's the Sfasemes. The Briskerov also is bothered by this kasha. And the Briskerov, interestingly, says an idea I think some of the Olim here will like, because it's a little bit complex. It's a little bit, you know, sounds familiar to some of the Olim here. He says like this. He says it could be This Reb David Soloveitchik is Masber, his father's Pshat. It's also in the stencil, but this is the way he's Masber. He says, the Tiritz Moron, and my father, the Briskerov, answered the question, he says, what's the halach of Torkei Achilas Pras? There's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is Torkei Achilas Pras is a mitzarif, which means automatically, if you're not eating something in one shot, it's not one achil. If we didn't have halach l'meishe m'sinai called Torkei Achilas Pras, if you don't swallow something in one shot, you didn't eat it. Because each achila, each ma'is achila is a separate ma'is achila. So you didn't eat it. Wouldn't be chal. Right? So the way it works is, the halacha l'meishe m'sinai came, it was machadish, that as long as this achila and this achila were talking to achila's pras, they get linked, and it becomes one big achila. That's one way to learn. He says that's one pshat. Or he says, ayipcha. Or maybe we could say quite the contrary. We could say that it's the other way around. Hoyatzarech achila, really, it wouldn't be like this. Hoyamitzarech achila's probably even lachazman. And the kedei achila's pras is a restriction, it's machadish, that it breaks it up. Basically, yoisim kedei achila's pras comes and cuts the achila. That's this. It's a famous chakira. The Briskerov wants to say that could be the shaila in the Gemara here. And if that would be the case, there would be a bigger chiddush in Yosef Mechtei Achilas Pras. Why? So he says like this. He says, "B'machshav al Yosef Mechtei Achilas Pras, harei machshavosoi lechalek osoi." Who aloha mechalekes as machshavoso? V'lochein gorim mishnei bnei adam. The hoso mitzarif after mechalek moshlei achilas kivon shalei chilek zman achilo yosam leyosam mechtei achilas pras. Saying differently than Zev and Yossi were saying, but he's this much he is saying that by two people you didn't beferish have in mind something which is mechalek. You just had in mind two achilas. You didn't have in mind a machalik. He didn't have a machalik in mind. It says Mashenki, and over here, chilek zman achilos v'chosos harei the machshav. He says sheyoku the machshav amachalek. That's his idea. Reb Yitzchak Soloveitchik, Zola Gizun Zayin, a cousin of Reb David Soloveitchik, he came to Tzvi's, my son's Vachnacht. Interesting to have a briskel coming to Vachnach to say Krishna. And so when he came, we were schmoozing and learning. So Agavurcha, I told him, spoke about this briskel of this sugi. So he also was learning this briskel mahalach pretty much. He was saying, by Shnei B'nai Yodom, you're not thinking about Bechlau, it's Kilu. You're not really thinking about the Achila so much. You're thinking about it should get eaten. You're not really... So we don't apply that. It's as though it doesn't register to us that there's two people there. Not that it's consumption. It doesn't register to us. It only registers that there's an achil. In other words, when you have in mind two people should eat it, a kazayas, bas a carbon aslina, the achila, all we hear is achila. We don't hear the multiple people. So I said to them, why by kedei achilas pras do we? Why don't we say achilas pras? All we hear is achila. See, he didn't give me a ain't poiserosim. What's the difference? If we can ignore the people element of your kavane, why can't we ignore the zman chelik the million-dollar question here is memanav shoch. If we bypass what you're thinking, we say, okay, we're ignoring that. You had in mind two bnei adam, we ignore that. We only hear, which actually, if you look at the Rosh and Gemara Named Aleph, it reads like that, because the Gemara says in Named Aleph, the Gemara says, chishe b'achir shnei bnei adam, bosom achshav azlinen d'ika shiure, bosom eichlin azlinen. It almost sounds like the Gemara is saying, we don't hear that part, you know, The Bnei Adam part we don't hear. We only hear the carbon chelik, meaning a kazayas of this carbon is going to be eaten. We don't hear about the people part. So what I'm not getting is, so why do we hear the pras that we do hear? Right? Forget the Talmud Chacham. I don't care. The Shnei Bnei Adam guy could be the Shnei Bnei Adam guy was a Chaim Knievsky. He could be he's a bigger goyim. It could be he's a bigger goyim, and that's why. And he knew about this brisket rov, and he figured, you know what? Shnei Bnei Adam is a bigger thing because it's not just a chiluk in zman. It's a chiluk completely. Shnei Bnei, the brisket, whole brisket rov is saying that without the halacha moshim esin have kedei achilas pras, then achila even longer would be mitzdarif. So actually, Shnei Bnei Adam is a bigger machalak. Right? So the Shnei Bnei Adam guy maybe is even a bigger Talmud Chacham. It's not a question how big Talmud Chacham you are. It's a question what we care. We don't. The point is, Bosa Machshavos Azlina or Bosa Korban Azlina. In both cases, if we're going to go Bosa Machshavos, so we don't have a Shear. That's the point. But for some reason, the Gemara, by Shnei Bnei Adam, the Gemara is saying we are ignoring the people, and that's the conclusion. And by Yosef Melech Bras, we're not ignoring that. Again, I asked him that question. I also asked him Klovim. What happened by Klovim? He says Klovim also. We ignore the fact that it's a dog. If we're going to take into account it's a dog, we ignore the fact that it's a dog. Well, no, but my point is that it doesn't really answer Akasha. It's more secretarial. In other words, we're categorizing it. It doesn't explain why. What's the chilik? Why would the Gemara over there on Amud Aleph by Shnei Bnei Adam say we ignore the fact that it's two people, even though that obstructs the tziruf, it obstructs the tziruf in the most aggressive way, and over here by Achilas Pras, not. It just doesn't satnash kimshat. It seems very difficult. So I'll share with you a stipler. We're way over time. I'll share with you a stipler. Stipler has a gevaldige pshat. The stipler wants to learn the following. There's only one point why it's a big chiddush, the stipler. The stipler has a different malach. And I told the Rebbe Yitzchak, I said, the stiplers I hear more than the brisket malach. The stipler wants to say like this. He wants to say, there's two things to kedei achilas pras. Yosef mechdei achilas pras. One is that when you eat something stretched out, Yosef mechdei achilas pras, it's not matzarif. So that means, it says, no, you had a half a kazayis here, that's not an achila. You had a half a kazayis there. That's not an achila. That's one thing. But then the stipler says something else. He says, but then there's something also called derech achila. He says if somebody eats something at the speed that if they were eating straight for the whatever achila's process, 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 9, whatever the shear is, they wouldn't be having a kazayis. That's not derech achila. Every mashu that they're eating is not derech achila. See, he wants to say to the stipler that when the Gemara says yoyse mechte achilas pras, the Gemara's problem is not that the two kazeisim are not mitzdalif. It's not achila. Every ounce of the eating. So the Gemara doesn't mean that you had in mind, I'm going to have a half a kazayis now, quickly. And in 20 minutes, I'm going to have another half a kazayis. Zok the stipler, that case will yet be mitzdalif. Just like Shnei Bnei Adam and mitzdalif, this would be mitzdalif. But that's not what you had in mind. When the Gemara says, Yoyse mechtei achilas pras, the Gemara means, you have in mind to eat it in such a fashion that it wouldn't be, even if you were eating straight, it wouldn't get finished. Take the achilas pras, and therefore, now, the stipler would still need to come on to a shtickle chiddush that the Olam was trying to say, because l'chaira, we should still say it's no worse than achilas klavim. The stipler is going to have to say, well, when an Odom is consuming it, so there's really two big chiddushim in the stipler. One chiddush is a chiddush that Zev and Yossi, I'm sure, are comfortable with, which is, if an Odom is consuming it, it's got to be derech achilas Odom. But the second, which is probably even the bigger chiddush, is that it's a tremendous ukimta in the Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't say we're talking about, normally Yosef Mechtei Achilas Pras just means you didn't have the two hefikas within 9 minutes or 3 minutes. Here the Gemara means something different. The Gemara doesn't mean the way it simply reads that it's that you had the two Chatzik Azesim separated, but each Chaticha B'Chaticha was so that those are my two questions on the Brisker Rav. Is number one, he's making a new on the Kilus Yankif. Number one, he's making a new Kimta that the Gemara L'Chayra doesn't. The Gemara doesn't specify this Ukimta. And number two, you still have to come onto this Chiddush that it's. So I think maybe to give you the final pshat, we'll have to do next week. It's a tzayim, Shivasa Betamas. It's a good week to finish. We won't start the next parak next week. We'll just it's a nitche, but it's Shivasa Betamas next week. So we'll finish. Rabbi, I just want to say publicly that Yossi and Zev are tremendous lamdonim. So whatever I say is just in the Mulchamta Shel Torah. It's not in any, not to diminish any. And I mean that. I'm not being that to say nice. Thank you, Simchas Bayu. Everything worked out because I wasn't here when you met with everything? Okay. Oh. I think the brick never got a chance to.